The story followed a predictable pattern, citing unnamed sources. An ESPN report accused the Atlanta Falcons of breaking NFL rules. Before long, even though the day was Super Bowl Sunday and football writers theoretically had better things to do, the story was picked up by other news outlets who reported the assertion that the team could be facing fines and the loss of a draft pick. And then, well, then there was silence. Ross Tucker has written about that response for Sports on Earth. Ross, what great offense did the Falcons commit?
Well, it seems like they were artificially pumping noise into the Georgia Dome for home games over the last couple seasons. And I can tell you, as an offensive lineman who actually played center a bunch, that really can make things difficult. I guess noise in general makes things difficult when you're the road team. And so that absolutely is done with the full intent of trying to gain a competitive advantage. So as their owner, Arthur Blank, said, it's cheating and it was inappropriate.
You speculate on a number of reasons why the customary gnashing of teeth did not occur over this issue. First, it's not like the Falcons were competing in the Super Bowl.
Correct. You know, my sense is from a tweet I sent out, I just said, wait a minute, the Falcons admit to cheating and nobody cares, but the Patriots, that was a huge deal on every single nightly news channel for several days. And the response I got was, well, number one, the Falcons aren't good. They weren't in the Super Bowl. They weren't winning. And number two, they admitted to it. So in the court of public opinion, or at least on the Twitterverse, as long as you A, admit to it, and B, you're not good, it doesn't matter and you're able to cheat.
All right. We've talked about infractions or alleged infractions here. And in your article, you use the phrase integrity of the game. Where does the use of artificial noise rank among various threats to the integrity of the NFL?
I know there are people that will submit to you that it's not that big a deal. But the first thing I would say is, number one, if it's not that big a deal, then why would you do it? I mean, you obviously think that there's some value in it. Secondly, from my perspective, as an offensive lineman, I think it's a bigger deal than taking a little air out of the ball. I mean, you take a little air out of the football, it's still a football. You still have to throw it. You still have to hold it. It's still a football. And for the Falcons with the crowd noise, I think that that can have a decent impact. I would say it's higher on the integrity scale than people recognize.
I guess I can't help but think when we're talking about integrity and the NFL, this is pretty small potatoes compared to failing to acknowledge for decades the connection between concussions and brain damage.
Yes, I think there's a big, big distinction there. Although I will tell you something that's pretty interesting is you look at the NFC Championship game, Russell Wilson took one heck of a shot, was not given any type of concussion testing protocol. Julian Edelman got a vicious blow in the Super Bowl, and they say that he was tested, but I don't know that anybody really believes that. So that's one thing that's concerning to me about what's going on with the concussion stuff is it feels like there's a certain protocol, unless you're in the NFC Championship game or unless you're in the Super Bowl, so to speak.
Ross Tucker hosts the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and you can follow him on Twitter at RossTuckerNFL, and you can link to his Sports on Earth story, Dead Silence Over Falcons, Fake Noise, at onlyagame.org. Ross, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thanks for having me.